Hi everyone, my name's Maya, and today I'm going to talk to you about a wilderness trekking challenge I completed last month with a local outdoor adventure group. I've always loved hiking, so when I saw the advertisement, I signed up immediately. I originally wanted to go to a coastal reserve, as I love walking by the sea. However, due to some trail closures, the organisers moved the expedition to a beautiful national park instead. It was quite remote, but absolutely stunning. When we arrived at the base camp on the first morning, I thought we'd just be handed our maps right away so we could get moving. But actually, everyone had to sit through a mandatory safety briefing before we could even start packing our bags. It was quite detailed and gave us a real sense of how isolated we were going to be. We were provided with a very strict equipment list beforehand. My friend who came with me spent a fortune on new hiking boots, but I was told by the instructors that the most crucial thing to buy was a high-quality waterproof jacket, as the weather up in the hills is notoriously unpredictable. I'm certainly glad I listened to that advice. Navigation was obviously a massive part of the challenge. A lot of modern hikers assume you can just rely on a GPS device or a smartphone to find your way. However, there's absolutely zero mobile reception out there in the valleys. We were given a topographical map and a compass, and it was a strict regulation to carry a whistle at all times. The instructors made it clear that this was a vital precaution against getting lost, so we could signal for help if we somehow became separated from the group. The hike itself was incredibly exhausting. I was mentally prepared for walking through thick mud, as it had rained the week before. In reality, it was the endless rocky terrain that really slowed our pace down and made my legs ache. You had to look at your feet constantly to avoid twisting an ankle. Despite the physical challenge, the landscape was breathtaking. I had brought my camera, hoping to get some good photographs of golden eagles, as they are famous in that specific region. We didn't manage to spot any birds of prey, but we were incredibly lucky to see a herd of wild horses galloping across a distant ridge. It was a truly magical moment.
By the mid-afternoon, the sky turned completely grey. The local forecast had predicted strong winds, which I absolutely hate walking in, but what we actually encountered was heavy rain, which made the paths quite slippery and significantly reduced our visibility.
Because of the sudden downpour, we had to quickly alter our evening plans. We were originally supposed to pitch our tents by a large lake, but the lead guide made the sensible decision to head for an emergency shelter hidden in the woods instead. It was completely bare inside, but keeping dry was our main priority. We were all freezing and utterly exhausted when we finally dropped our backpacks. I was completely desperate for a huge bowl of pasta at that point. We didn't quite have the right cooking gear unpacked for a big meal, but the guide managed to boil some water and make a massive pot of hot chocolate for us. Honestly, sitting in the dry cabin drinking that felt like the best thing I'd ever tasted. Despite all the unexpected hardships, the entire expedition was unbelievably rewarding. Initially, I thought I'd just improve my fitness levels by doing it. What I actually gained the most was a massive boost in my self-confidence, knowing that I have the resilience to handle such tough, unpredictable conditions.